Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me? Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath. If you have any prayer requests, please place them in the room and we're going to start with prayer. If we all can kneel down, please let us start with prayer. By your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us once again with this holy Sabbath day. Thank you for guiding us and teaching us this past week, for helping us with our trials, to learn from the trials, because we cannot do it without your help. Thank you so much for changing. Thank you so much for the changing of the show grade each and every week. And thank you for loving us. Please help us with our unbelief and guide us to incline our ears to your words and instructions and to become the people whose heart is your law, for we are still unknown. Have mercy on us, Father, and please answer all the prayer requests that we have from the minds of your and the hearts of your people, only according to your will. And please bridle my tongue and all the tongues that may speak on your behalf today, that only you are glorified on this holy day. Thank you, Father, for all these things, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, and in Jesus Christ, our righteousness, our King and Commander. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, this will be the final part of the study, Have Ye Oil in Your Lamps, the continuation of a closer walk in Christ, or a closer walk with Jesus. The foolish virgins knock on the door, and they were denied by the Lord Jesus to enter in because they did not get ready. The lukewarm individuals who knew the truth but did not live by it were not allowed to be with their master. Matthew chapter 25 verse 12, but he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. As we also have learned from the study of our dear brother, that the Lord has blessed him and also has blessed us when he shared it to us, we must not conceal the light and become good salts of the earth. The Lord used the wise virgins to be his instruments to heal others by sharing the wondrous things of in his words. When the word of God is heard by those who are thirst, hunger and thirst for his words, it will have a cutting effect because the seeds of truth are planted, even those who hate the word when they heard it. It will still gonna have a cutting effect once they heard it. The wise virgins are the salt that has not lost its savor. The true follower of Christ are the pure salts of the earth. Matthew chapter 5 verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Second Kings chapter 2 verse 21. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. Is there any prophetic statement in this verse? We as a student of prophecy will check his word and use line upon line, precept upon precept as we are instructed by our Lord. Waters in prophecy are people. Revelation chapter 17 verse 15, it says, And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sowest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, and nations, and tongues. So when we go back to 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 21, the streams of water were polluted. And in our days, in the last days, the streams of waters were being polluted or corrupted by sin that need to be cleansed by the salt of the earth that is going to be used. They're going to be used by our Lord to cleanse. The waters or people will be healed by the pure salts or the true follower of Christ that the Lord will use when the latter rain comes. When the latter rain comes, the white virgins will be used by our Lord. Thousands will be converted daily during the latter rain, and there shall not be any more death spiritually for those who will accept our Lord. Present truth. Review and Herald, August 23rd, 1898, paragraph 5, it says, Those who hide their light will soon lose all power to let it shine. They are represented by the foolish virgins. And when the crisis comes and the last call is made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. They will find that while they have been mingling with the world, their light has gone out. They did not continue to provide themselves with the oil of grace, the peace and safety. Cry hushed them to slumber and made them careless in regard to their life. Feasts. When they solicit entrance, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. No sound. Deaths. Is there any sound? Yes, okay, I will. Sister Marie, you may have to just press F5. All right, cutting out. Okay, praise the Lord. Continuing. The East-loving, world-loving professed Christians cannot go in with the wise virgins to the marriage feast. When they solicit entrance saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, the reply is made, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. So when we are not serious in our walks, or we just be carried upon by the worldly things that we spend time on instead of studying the Word of God and live by it. Daniel chapter 5 verse 27, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. So remember what happened to King Saul when the Holy Spirit left him and it was too late for him to inquire of the Lord? 1 Samuel chapter 28 verse 6, And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams nor by Urim, nor by prophets. So as to those who will be counted as foolish virgins, because they have no oil in their lamps, due to their lack of preparation to get ready. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Signs of the Times, August 6, 1894, paragraph 4. It says here, Jesus used the parable of the 10 virgins to represent the condition of the church before his coming. And the question that concerns each one of us is, are we among the 5 wise or the 5 foolish virgins? Without going into details of the parable, we may ask ourselves, what is our condition before God? Those that were wise went into the wedding. We shall make it manifest what is our true condition by our conduct and conversation. Jesus has warned us as to what should be our position at this time. He says, watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We may look as fools, brothers and sisters, or unlearned in the eyes of those who are in the world, but to walk in Christ daily as wise virgins brings us peace and assurance that we are truly in the path unto righteousness. People in the world may not understand fully the happiness and peace in Jesus means. Some people may ask, what else do you do for fun when you have to keep the Sabbath? Is that all you do? For us, brothers and sisters, it is an opportunity to turn their ridicule questions into positive answers that may bring their hearts to repentance in God's timing. Depending on how we react to their questions, the right choice of words, with the help of Jesus Christ, our King's wisdom, they might see what happens. They might see what happiness in Jesus is all about, and more questions follow. But what is happiness in Christ? Review in Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 9, says, happiness is the result of holiness and conformity to the will of God. Those who would be saints in heaven must be saints upon the earth. For when we leave this earth, we shall take our character with us. And this will be simply taking with us some of the elements of heaven imparted to us through the righteousness of Christ. And as time goes by, brothers and sisters, the more we get close to Christ, the more we hate sin and want more truths from His words, as we are only strangers in this world. Because we want to please the Lord, we always focus on correcting even our little mistakes that gave a frown to our Father. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Psalm chapter 119, verse 19. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So brothers and sisters, we may know the prophecies and all the truth, but if in our conversation the way we talk, the way we treat others, are we doing what Christ have us do? We all see all the apostasies of other churches around us as prophesied. But let us examine ourselves by asking this question. Will all the SDR members be counted as wise virgins? Review and Herald, April 21, 1891, paragraph 8. In the parable of the virgins, five were found wise and five foolish. Can it be possible that half of us will be found without the oil of grace in our lamps? Shall we come to the marriage feast too late? We have slept too long. Shall we sleep on and be lost at last? Are there those here who have been sinning and repenting, and will they continue to do so till Christ shall come? May God help us that we may be truly united to Christ, the living vine, and bear fruit to the glory of God. Many feel rich and regard themselves as in need of nothing, but may such confess their sins and let the Spirit of God into their hearts. Oh, let us fear to go on in our evil, unrepenting state, lest we become like Judas and finally betray our blessed Lord. Let us not place ourselves where we will be so vulnerable to sin. Let us put on the whole armor of God daily and not sleep spiritually. Reading His Word daily will supply the oil of grace if we sincerely ask for it and to put it into practice what we read. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. So to be satisfied with bread and is to be satisfied with our Lord Jesus, because He is the living bread and also the living water, will supply the necessities spiritually to contain the trials that we have daily. The oil that we receive, the oil of grace that we receive from our King, is the supply that we need when trial comes for emergency. We can obtain the oil of grace if we cooperate with Him in keeping His holy law. Being disgusted of sin and the remorse after we mistakenly make a mistake is a good sign that we are growing in the righteousness, how to live righteously. Romans chapter 6 verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Signs of the Times, August 6, 1894, paragraph 5. He who relaxes his vigilance because he knows not the day nor the hour when his Lord shall come, who become careless and neglects to have his vessel filled with the oil, the grace of Christ, will be found unprepared and will not go into the wedding. How solemn is the oft repeated warning that our Lord has given to us. He says, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. If a much loved friend in the last hours of his association with us should give us counsel, warning, or instruction, how carefully we would we treasure his words, how faithfully would we follow his instruction and give attention to his cautions. Christ is our best friend, capital F. for he has purchased us at infinite cost and has made us his sons and daughters. And these soul-stirring words have been uttered by him for our benefit. Shall we not regard his claim upon us and give him our service and our sympathy? If we do this, we shall not be neglectful of his warning. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Sleeping like not studying his Bible, not studying our Bible, and not studying, not obeying his word. Continuing, and what I say unto you, my disciples, I say unto all, watch. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto them that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. So the verses quoted from on this SOP, paragraph 5, are from Matthew chapter 13, 5 to 37, Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, and Luke chapter 12, verse 35 and 36. So, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So the friend that sticketh closer than a brother is our Lord. So we must emulate the same character that he imparted to us. We are living in the age of lying, brothers and sisters, and Jesus is the only friend that keeps closer to us, even when everyone around us is against us. Let us all obtain the oil of grace in our vessels to keep our lamps trimmed before the oil runs up. Review and Herald, February 3, 1903, paragraph 3, says, those who would be ready to meet their Lord must keep their lamps filled with the oil of grace. It was a neglect to do this that distinguished the foolish virgins from the wise. They had lamps, but no oil. Their characters could not stand the test. The wise virgins had not only an intelligent knowledge of the truth, but through the grace of Christ, their faith and patience and love constantly increased. Their lamps were replenished by their vital connection with the light of the world. And while the foolish virgins awoke to find their lamps burning dimly or going out in the darkness, the wise virgins, their lamps burning brightly, entered the festal hall and the doors were shut. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Signs of the Times, August 6, 1896, paragraph 6. Now is the time to look to it, that we have on hand an abundant supply of the oil of the grace of Christ. It was the wisdom of the wise virgins in supplying themselves with oil that made the difference between their faith and that of the foolish virgins who had neglected to keep oil in their vessels with their lamps. In the scripture, oil is used as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The wise virgins are those who have faith and love and patience, whose experience day by day is nourished by the Holy Spirit. They do not conform to the world in careless inattention. They do not put off their daily preparation but follow Jesus wherever he leads the way. God is not pleased with a flickering faith. It is compared to a lamp that is going out. He is pleased with those whose experience is like that of a lamp that is burning brightly. His followers are to shine as lights in the world. Christ's servants are to keep their lamps trimmed and burning, that they may add their light to the light of others who are following Christ. Those who are not daily desirous of gaining a living, daily experiencing the things of God, will not meet his approval, but will be found with those whose lamps are going out, and will not be prepared to go into the marriage supper of the Lamb. We cannot be ready to meet the Lord by waking up at the last minute, when the cry is heard, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh," gathering up our lamps, from which the oil has burned away, and thinking then to have them replenished. Our only hope is daily love to God, to love the truth, not for the sake of its clear arguments, but for the truth's sake alone. We must bring the truth into our hearts and minds, and every day be living, shining lights, learning daily more and more of Jesus. Our conversation must be in heaven, from whence we look for our Lord Jesus Christ. We should talk much of his coming, and we shall be constantly receiving the grace which cometh from above, from the source, of the less of all spiritual power. So the 144,000 brothers and sisters, if we are blessed to be part of the number, the experience daily that we learn from our Lord is a good sign that we may be part of that number, if our character is in line with perfectly with His Word. Review in Herald, September 17, 1895, paragraph 11. It is in probationary time, the time in which we are living, that we should calmly contemplate the terms of salvation and live accordingly to the conditions laid down in the Word of God. We should educate and train ourselves, hour by hour, day by day, by careful discipline, to perform every duty. We should become acquainted with God and with Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. In every trial, it is our privilege to draw upon Him who has said, "Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me." The Lord says He is more willing to give us the Holy Spirit than parents are to give bread to their children. Then let us have the oil of grace in our vessels with our lamps, that we may not be found among those who are represented as foolish virgins, who were not prepared to go forth to meet the bridegroom. So the verse quoted here is from Isaiah chapter 27, verse 5. Signs of the Times, August 6, 1894. It doesn't say paragraph 7, but it's right next to the 6. The time is far spent. It is too late now to seek the careless sleep of indifference. It is time now to rejoice greatly because the bridegroom's voice. It is time to sing of the marriage supper of the Lamb. The question for us to settle is, which class shall we be among, the wise or the foolish? God help us to be among the wise. Blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. When all chances have been exerted to the point that no more ways to repent, the foolish virgins will be guilty of committing the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Brothers and sisters, prior to attending the wedding, our clothes or walk in prophecy should be as white as snow to be able to meet the bridegroom. Christ, our Lord, the soon coming bridegroom, His bride or us preparing for the wedding must take our works seriously as the time of the wedding approaches before the door closes on us. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings before mine eyes, cease to do evil. Brothers and sisters, are there anyone or any among us holding any grudge against a brother or sister? Do you think that when you have miscommunication with a brother or a sister, do not think that is their fault and say that you forgive them, but yet you still say that it was his or her fault that this miscommunication happened? That means you haven't repented yet and still holding grudges against that brother or a sister. So before we start with communion, brothers and sisters, let us reconcile with the brother or a sister if we are having anything ought against one another. So if I have done anything or said anything against anyone here, please forgive me. Revelation chapter 3 verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And the last verse, Revelation chapter 19 verse 7, it says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. So brothers and sisters, let us get ourselves ready to be part of the bride of Christ, to be in unity in Christ. So when he comes and to meet him, we will have confidence in the Lord that we are so ready to meet him. So I hope and pray that you are blessed. We are blessed this Sabbath day.